Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they are a quarterback away type team with Dave Canales. If they had league average, or, you know, let's just say the 12th best quarterback, 14th best quarterback in the NFL on that team, to me, Carolina could be 8-4 right now. That's how good they are in other capacities. But I think he limits them. And I'll be really curious to see what they do. Because if you give him a contract, it's Tua.
Yep.
You're signing up for a guy that just isn't good enough to pay $50 million a year.
There are just enough good moments to confuse you, to fool you, right? There's a throw where you go, damn, that's awesome. There's a keep a play alive. There's a scramble. There's a maneuver where you go, oh, it's tantalizing. What if, .. It's just not enough, not consistent enough. I mean, somebody's going to do it, as we talked about a million times. Someone's going to say, you know what? We need to try to do better, because you're looking to be right. When you draft somebody 1-1, or, you know, top of the board, whatever, you want it to work out really, really, really badly. And when you don't give the guy that contract, it's an acknowledgement. It didn't. We messed up. We got to start over. That's not an easy thing for people to do. Someone's going to be a team that does it, though.
You said you had a Commander's takeaway after watching Monday Night Football.
We should be so furious. Watching that game was infuriating to me. I was renewed with my anger and irritation all over again at this crappy, ridiculous, stupid season. Now, I'm aware there are mitigating factors. I am aware. San Francisco has maybe the easiest schedule ever assembled in the history of the NFL. They are the top team from the SEC never playing an SEC schedule, right? They played nobody. They're going to win double-digit games. I get it.
They had 7 scheduled games entering the year against teams that picked in the top 10 in the draft.
Yeah. Their schedule's the easiest of all time. They've got injuries, too. Theirs are just as significant. Their quarterback missed as many games. Their Hall of Famer linebacker, their Hall of Famer everywhere, their injured guys have piled up just as many, if not more, key injuries. Wide receiver that they paid $1 trillion to the point that he's not even going to rehab with the team anymore, and he's going to leave and come here, which we'll talk about. They are so banged up and so beat up, they're 8-4. Carolina, I have a lower opinion of them than you do. I think they're very mid at best. I think they're fine. I think they're just okay.
Well, they're definitely mid, because I think right now they get bad production out of the most important position. But what I'm saying is, if you put, and I'd have to think, like, who's the number 12 quarterback in the league right now?
You put Sam Darnold on that team, are they 8-4?
Yes, I think so.
I think that's where we disagree.
With Dave Canales, absolutely.
So I think they're better, but my point is, I think they're just and they're 6-6. This garbage team is 3-8. Like, everyone should be so mad. Everyone should be way madder than they are. This nonsensical season that was so miscalculated, so incorrectly built, this roster and this team doubled down. Again, I understand why it happened. I get it. But there are so many guys that are underachieving in addition to the injuries. There is no way that this team should have been outscored by 100 points over 4 weeks. No way. No way they should be 3-8. I understand not being what San Francisco is at 8-4. I get it. You don't have Kyle Shanahan. You don't have a million pieces, a layered talent over years, and guys filling in.
The 49ers are so much more talented.
And the easiest schedule of all time. I understand not being 8-4. You can't be what Carolina is. You can't be what that ridiculously average, up and down, inconsistent, nonsensical team is. That's going to lose by 31 week. Give a team a rock fight the next week. That group is just so average at best, and they're 6-6. They're eons, light years ahead of where Washington is. I was watching that game just stewing last night at the success of,
well, the injury bug bit San Francisco. The injury bug bit Washington so badly. The injuries.
Whining. Zach Ertz, stop false starting. Good players, please play well. The guys that were good last year stunk this year for whatever reason. Coaching, players, I don't know. We're letting them off the hook way too easily just by blaming injuries. That's what I was thinking last night.
Yeah, I get that argument, right? That it's not all injuries. I guess if we're going to divvy up a pie, the slice that I would go with to explain away this season by talent based on who was available to you is just a bigger piece of pie than you would, it sounds like. But yeah, if anybody's trying to make this a one-issue situation, they're wrong. If they're just trying to say, if they were healthy this year, everything would have been great. No, it wouldn't have. Mikey Sanders still in the nickel, regressing. You know, is Johnny Newton still getting out-snapped by Sheldon Day? Like, there have been some things along the way that make you go, huh, that was supposed to be better. I did not feel that way watching the game, though, last night. And maybe it's just that I've come to grips with what this team is. Like, my energy for being angry was a month ago. I am on to the next.
I was renewed. I thought I was over it, and I wasn't last night. Watching it, I was pissed, legitimately pissed off.
I can't believe off of a bye week where you didn't have anything to worry about all weekend, where they haven't played since they lost to the Dolphins in Madrid going into the bye, which, by the way, should not have been a loss.
Mm.
But all that time away, and last night your engine gets cranked back up.
I found myself irritated. I'm like, what am I so annoyed about? It's because, again, it's a microcosm of these two teams basically are Washington as far as I'm concerned, right? Where Washington has had...
I hate the San Francisco comp does not work for me. They're so much better.
They're more... That's part of my point, is they're more injured at more key spots.
Yes.
And they're able to handle it.
They're one of the five most talented teams in the NFL. The Commanders are not close to that.
I know.
We talked yesterday about, is there a single guy on this team other than Jaden Daniels you could trade for a top round or second round pick? The only guy we came up with was Laremy Tunsil. The Niners could do that with like eight guys. You know, they have, it's a stars and scrubs kind of feel to them a little bit. But, you know, George Kittle is better than any player in this offense. Christian McCaffrey is better than any player in this offense. Trent Williams is better than any player in this offense.
How do you know? Do you ever see him up close?
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's good front officing. We didn't have that. Like, that's part of my irritation.
Agree.
And, both of those teams to me, again, are a microcosm of what Washington is. San Francisco with the injuries, and again, easier schedule. I understand not being 8-4. Carolina to me is just, they have 72 replacement level players. Rico Dowdle's a cast off. Now he's fine. He's running hard for them. I like Tet McMillan just fine, but it's not as if they have juggernauts everywhere. They don't have a superstar defensive end.
Tet McMillan's a baller.
He's a nice player.
I think Tet McMillan's a better weapon than anything Washington has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Healthy at this point. I mean, a healthy Deebo Samuel to me rivals a different player, but I understand your point. I like Tep McMillan a lot. I'm not running him down. My point is it's not as if this is the Eagles or not as if they're the Ravens, but they're
6-6.
Yeah.
If Washington was healthy, they'd be 6-6. They'd be very similar. If they had the man games missed to the Panthers, I guarantee their record would be at least the same as Carolina's.
That's what I don't know about. That's what I don't know. I assume, like, my point is you can't be 5-6. Like, even with all, I'm not asking for 10-2, next man up. I'm not doing something crazy.
Right.
The idea that they were laughably bad and they lost by 100 points over four games.
Right.
Non-competitive.
During the four games. I guess I just can't do it again with you today.
It's renewed watching an average team try to compete with a beat-up, talented team. I'm going, we missed on all the fronts. We're not even average.
Let's go to Rod in D.C. Hey, Rod, how are you?
What's up, guys? Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
You too, man.
So, look, bro, I definitely think this is a front office thing and more so a coaching thing, too. Like, I'd still... Joe Witt, whatever Joe Witt was putting down, it was not being picked up. Moving Mikey outside to the original position where he succeeded last year, once we moved him, why did we do that? That's like a Redskins thing. We would pick up guys from other teams who succeeded in different styles, and we move them and tell them, hey, come do something completely different, right? We lost in Madrid. For Quinn, we are not the team we were last year, right? Let's take the points. Let's just get points. Kick the field goals. It's okay. We don't have to be ballsy every fourth down. But, like, get points. I feel like we lost a few of those games. We could probably be five wins right now if it wasn't for coaching.
Yeah, and I don't know how much better off you'd be, but, yes, could they, should they have five wins? Absolutely. I agree with you. But if you look at the ledger, they were getting blown out for a month straight. None of those could have been wins. Could you have found a win somewhere on the schedule? The Miami game is definitely one they should have won. So now I got you to four.
Chicago as well.
Chicago would have been the other one. Those are the two. You would have won the Bears game if you don't fumble. And Jaden, I thought, played well in that game, but had a bad pick in the end zone. And then a fumble. Those two plays killed you. There are other reasons that you lost in that game. But those two on a rainy night. So there's your five wins. You know, those two games got to go your way, and they didn't. But is coaching a part of it? Absolutely. No doubt. I mean, we come in here every Monday after games and we point out five, six, seven things that make very little sense that we go, why did you do that? Now, you're not going to get me to agree with you on going for fourth downs. I don't think they go for enough of them this year. But, you know, the larger point makes some sense to me, I suppose. I'm not disagreeing with you, Danny. I just can't find that anger today. When they lost four straight games by 20-plus points, I had a megaphone and I was leading the parade running down the street. I hope you were with me.
We were there.
But I threw all my candy. I'm not getting back in line to do it again.
I know. Something about last night triggered it for me. Watching a totally injured, well-built team compete.
It just takes time to build that up. They had drafts that Peters was largely a part of and free agency over years and years and years in an organization where guys want to go play for like 7 years running to do that. They've been to multiple Super Bowls. Washington is in its second year trying to do things correctly. So you're just not going to be on that level. So the 49ers one, I'm just not going there. But the Panthers one is, that's your argument to me, which is like, how are they 6-6? And my only rebuttal to that one is, I think they've been way healthier than San Francisco. I'd have to look at their main games missed. But I bet you if Washington's look like theirs, where you've got your top receiver, your top quarterback, both your top running backs for the most part. I know Chuba missed a few weeks. But the next man up was Rico Dowdle. How'd that go? Hell of a stretch.
That went very well.
It's like the number one fantasy back in the league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.